Did you notice a difference in North Carolina?
It was no sham. You knew you were supposed to be a good. Here you may take a chance, Gary, but you do take a chance in North Carolina. You know your place in the back of the bus. That we didn't have to care. But other than that, North Carolina, you just knew you were supposed to be in certain places. That's it. Gary, you sham off, I guess, with
you. So how do you... I mean, you seem to me like a person who has a pretty good attitude about the world. How do you keep from being bitter about this?
Go with the flow. I guess all right. Just go with the flow. My parents were there and lived by my name and they were stupid. Like I said, they told us about that. That's basically right. My father is from Arkansas. Mother came from Alabama. And they met in Gary. That's when I met.
That's where I came along.
So you know about the South America. You know about the segregation. Couldn't tell you about it. They went through it, but they did. My dad had a scar on his face, and he didn't do nothing. He was just somebody here, or some white person, for years, and then he came out and he said, he didn't even go into it with that. So you just grew.
So what did your folks do in Indiana?
My dad was still a member of the Mother's Association.
So were they musical?
No, musical.
How did you get interested in music?
I don't know. I just been a regular ham, I guess. I sang the choir, church choir, like it was in quartet, and church choir, and school choirs. And I was good. I got another one too, my teacher and Gary and we did a thing right partner us. And I was in the chorus. I started getting a good person.
So who was the teacher you were?
This is
yeah, that's a long time. Yeah.
And there's a lizard guy, auditorium teacher, and science scouts, one of my favorite teachers, Mr. Bryant, E.G. Bryant, he did. I did, but my isms probably came from him. Before he did, and didn't take most of that. Well, you're talking about this acting part. I was on the set of A-Man for a little 5 or 6 years more than that. I met a young man, Jester Harrison. People don't know that he was a great musician. You probably just saw Lilies of the Field. And sit before you saying, A-Man. Jester Harrison wrote the music and sang it. Sit before you just marveled at us all evening. But we became very close. You did now, Jesse Harrison. And I was going to sit up as an understudy and also picking up his lines. I was calling him bad old coach. And so I didn't know how to do it before I came in. And I just agreed.
What do you remember? Any recollections about that trip to Norfolk? The enlistment period, I guess you, how you got going, got started?
Basically, I was disappointed. The segregation for here, you know, the same thing the fellow said, and then overstaying our time, it's going to be on 6 weeks, and then just 9 weeks, the house wasn't ready for us. It was kind of rough. The sailors, all over. I've never seen a sailor all my life. And the first time I seen blacks in it. I didn't see blacks until I got away from myself. We hit that twice, and then blacks. That's like an army, a marine, just put on the blacks. So it's a new thing. This is about the swimming thing, the fact of swimming. About night time. Nobody had a drink, but I bring some girls in. But what on earth is that? That's a new thing.
And then how was Chapel Hill for you? You must have known a little bit about Chapel Hill from being in Durham.
We came back and forth. It's a big school, and of course, I didn't know the people. They were there. I don't know. Something like Norfolk, I guess, something new to me. My kids from Chapel Hill couldn't learn them a little bit. Not a little big, I guess. We just didn't need to. Sometimes it's beautiful.
I've heard some folks complain about that march every day. You remember? Yeah. It seems like a little long ways to go. I've driven it before. I've never actually walked it.
I think that one of the things that they have offered us a truck, a bus to carry, And the cars, and this is it, no, we don't have to wait till March. That's the reason for the
Yeah, I've heard that story before, that some people were not pleased with Parsons.
Well, he's a way smart guy. He's a military man.
So what did you like about Chapel Hill?
I liked about Chapel Hill. Well, I mentioned the fact that the Reverend Jones is there. But then, we can't do that.
So what did Butler play?
Good.
What else could you tell me about him? You're going to be one of the few people who remembers him much.
Butler was a very smart guy. He loved his thing. He practiced for it. I didn't talk about that. One ain't doing about it. But my daughter sees him. And I've been, I guess, been most proud of my little. Two kids we adopted. She's supposed to turn 20 the other day. Dominique is a sophomore here in my room. She's a sophomore in college. We're very close to meeting. My daddy always said, you're part of the royal family. So Holloway is a bunch of people that are the royal family. We're reunion every year. This year we were in Kansas City. A bunch of Holloways and a bunch of other men. Of course, we're going to my youngest son. He's a fighter tender. He's fine now.
Of course he is.
My wife is a very beautiful person, very beautiful. She had the Alzheimer's and she finally had some. Well, I broke that tip of glass. I do. It's a beautiful thing. So I just took out a line. Just that. Basically, that's about it. I got a granddaughter who's got married not too long ago. She's a deputy sheriff in Los Angeles. She ran another deputy sheriff. And got another deal. Close to one son of mine. I see out of left field. He can't get himself together. I don't know. He's
by Obama, that dope and stuff.
But other than that, he's very good.
Anything else you're interested in talking about here before I wrap this up and get somebody else?
It's a pleasure to meet you. That's all. I look forward to it. We keep in touch with Gilbert Jones and I, and they told me about it, and let's see, you've seen his email, and I haven't been there. I knew I came from the meeting. And I just look forward to it.
Well, I hope we're going to get you all back here next October, and you'll do something that's a little big here.
I look forward to it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.